The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business on News Talk.
This is 10 years of one of the most significant aviation mysteries since aviation began, that being the loss of Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, which was en route from Kuala Lumpur. It vanished with 239 people on board. Jeff Wise is with me, who is a journalist, author and co-host of the Deep Dive MH370 podcast. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. I suppose we should start with the obvious thing, which is how bizarrely unusual this case is. Aircraft don't disappear like this, or at least up until now, they never have.
Yeah, there's one major exception to that principle, which, yeah, fortunately otherwise holds.
And in this instance, you would have thought that 10 years on, enough wreckage would have been found that we would have had some sense of what occurred. Some scraps have been, but not enough to be of any use.
Well, I don't know if I quite agree with you there. Yes, about 36 pieces have been collected. They started turning up about 16 months after the plane vanished. And when these pieces, the first piece of this piece of a wing called a flaperon floated ashore at La Reunion in the western part of the Indian Ocean. And it was covered in these very weird little animals called Lepus anatifera, kind of goose barnacle. And scientists thought, well, this could really help us figure out what happened to the plane because, you know, there's a number of things about these creatures that could basically provide evidence. Like, for instance, we can measure chemicals in the shell that tell us what the temperature was that these animals were growing in, combine that with reverse drift modeling, and we can sort of run the tape backwards, as it were, and figure out where these things floated from. So that was they were very optimistic about that. They spent a lot of time researching and studying these animals. I have a piece about it in New York Magazine and also on the podcast. It turned out that they couldn't because these barnacles were only a couple months old.
So when, shorn of a capacity to follow it by its own transponder, because that was turned off, military radar gave some insight into where it went, but not a whole pile. We don't have the capacity to drift analysis to take it back. As we now stand, where does the smart money go on what happened and where the aircraft is?
Well, I don't know about the smart money, but the sort of mainstream money, the sort of most widely held belief is that the pilot took it. This would explain why there was only 1 minute between the captain, Zahari Ahmad Shah, saying goodnight, Malaysia 370, and then everything going dark, everything getting switched off, the plane pulling this 180 and coming back over the Malayan Peninsula. That is sort of easiest to explain by imagining that the pilot did it. I argue in the podcast that there's actually other possibilities. And one, I think that deserves attention is the idea that this plane had a cybersecurity vulnerability, meaning that there's a way that these satellite communication signals that were transmitted by this automatic system and that ultimately gave the authorities the data that they needed to calculate an endpoint in the southern Indian Ocean. You remember they spent years and hundreds of millions of dollars looking for this thing on the seabed. That search was based on these signals, and those signals might have been hacked. So that's a theory that strikes some people as far out when they first hear it, but there's a surprising amount of reason to give it credence.
That it was in some way a cybersecurity breach?
Yes. You know, it's very interesting. Historically, aviation authorities around the world have put more importance on safety, meaning they want to prevent these machines from breaking or from colliding. And they haven't really spent as much attention or really any at all on security, like making sure that people with ill intent don't, hack them. For instance, if you have a loved one who's flying home and you're tracking their flight on one of these flight tracking systems, that uses a technology called ADS-B, where planes sort of automatically transmit their location, speed, and so forth. That's a completely unsecured system. Like it's like trivial to send false information over the ADS-B system. So Yeah, there's very little security when it comes to, and the 777 was a 90s era aircraft. It was Boeing's first all-electric aircraft. And it was built before security was really much of a concern. And so there is a hatch in the front of the first class passenger cabin that is completely unlocked. You lift a patch of carpet, open the hatch, you have access to the electronics bay. And once you're in there, you have essentially root level access to all the computer systems on board the plane, including the communications and the flight control systems. So meaning you can like turn the plane and make it dive or climb and so forth. So it's pretty wild to imagine how completely unsecure these planes were.
Well then, Jeff, what are our chances at this point of ever coming to a conclusion? Because I assume this is like investigating a crime. The colder it gets, the more difficult it is to come to an answer. Would you have any hope that there will ever be a definitive answer?
I do. I think the evidence is there. It's a very complicated case. It's a very technical case. And the evidence spans a really wide range of science, everything from marine biology to satellite dynamics and computer systems. And so what you have to really do is go through it carefully, piece by piece. You know, unfortunately, when the authorities got their hands on this case, they were figuring it out as they went. And I think they kind of got stuck on a theory that turned out problematic. And I think the reason I say it's problematic is that they searched a huge area of the seabed, an area equivalent in size to the UK, and it wasn't there. So there's, you know, I think some people think, well, it's for lack of trying, but they searched a huge area. You can't really just go off searching the seabed without an analytical reason for it. Actually, there was recently talk between Malaysia and this private company, Ocean Infinity, which had offered to search for free and only get paid if they found it. You'll recall they did a search back in 2017.
Indeed.
They searched, do you remember that? They searched this huge area. They've offered to search again, and there's some talk that they might do that. My personal prediction is that they will not find it if they look, because they don't have a justification anymore. So to answer your question, will we ever find it? I think the evidence is there. We just have to go back. I think they should reopen the investigation really, but they need to sort of bring in a fresh set of minds to look at it.
You talk about how complex this is. Obviously there's huge amounts of detail. If you want to hear that detail, Jeff hosts the Deep Dive MH370 podcast, which goes into all of the various different theories. Jeff, great pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Jeff Wise.
The Anton Savage Show Saturday
with Nifty Business.
Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk.